Good morning. A Tuesday morning, that means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, let's start with the regional reopening of New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo made that announcement yesterday. Tell us what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, one thing that's not going to happen is the Capital Region is not going to get the go-ahead to reopen on start reopening on Friday. The Capital Region's a couple of the criteria short. But the Finger Lakes, Southern Tier, and Mohawk Valleys have all hit the seven criteria set forth by the Cuomo administration to safely begin a reopening, which will mean that in those areas they'll be able to resume construction, manufacturing, and farming. So it's a start bringing back the economy. The Capital Region has met five of the seven reopening metrics. There's enough hospital beds, widespread testing now, resources to trace those people who have had contact with infected COVID-19 patients. But the area is still not hitting targets for deaths and new hospitalizations. So the Capital Region is closing in on being able to reopen, but they're not there yet. They also announced yesterday that they're going to have these regional control rooms where they'll monitor all the different data that they need to assure stays low to keep the local economies open. Albany County and Rensselaer County executives Dan McCoy and Steve McLaughlin are on that team, as is Schenectady County's manager, Rory Fluman. Kathy Sheehan's in that group, too.
Well, let's go to Kathy Sheehan, because like many of the cities in the state, they are facing an economic crunch with deficits predicted, and Albany's no different.
Yeah, that's right. The newspaper, on a daily basis, will have a story about a school district or a local government that's facing job cuts because of the loss of sales tax and other payments that run governments. Mayor Sheehan yesterday announced that the city has finally cut 50 crossing guards. They were let go on Friday. It's only going to save the city about $40,000. And, of course, crossing guards have not needed to be deployed since schools closed in March. The city's in discussions with other departments, including police and fire, about reductions that could happen in those departments. It's not clear if and when job layoffs would occur, but if the city really does need to find a way to make up an $18 million revenue shortfall, they're going to have to take it out of the full-time workforce. I mean, that's what governments spend their money on, their employees, and it's hard to imagine that they would be able to get through this without making significant cuts in police and fire and general services and other full-time departments.
He is Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Albany Times Union. You can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, we'll catch up with you next week, hopefully for better news.
Thanks, Dave.